Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, good day. Tracy McKeskill here on WWJ in the Dance Theater of Harlem, returning for its ninth residency to the Detroit Opera House November 15th and 16th. And the program will showcase a dynamic repertoire of beloved classics and bold works. And here to talk about it all is the executive director of the Dance Theater of Harlem, Miss Anna Glass. Welcome in, Anna.
Thank you, Tracy. It's so great to be here.
Absolutely. First of all, talk a bit about you. Familiarize our listeners with you, and then we'll talk about this great theater company coming to Detroit.
So as you shared, I'm the executive director of Dance Theater of Harlem, but I'm also a Detroiter. I grew up in the area. I was raised in Saginaw, Michigan, went to high school at Interlochen and Marion High School in the area, and my family relocated down to the Detroit area, downtown Detroit and Riverfront Towers. And so it's a homecoming for me as well, that even though, you know, Dance Theater of Harlem has had an extensive relationship with the city, I get to also come back home. So I'm really excited about that.
Wonderful. Let's talk about the Dance Theater of Harlem. First of all, I'd like the listeners to have a brief overview of the Dance Theater and what we can expect with the return for the ninth year to the city of Detroit.
Absolutely. So Dance Theater of Harlem is a 57-year-old institution, ballet organization founded by the great legendary Arthur Mitchell, who was the first black principal dancer of any major ballet organization, which was New York City Ballet. And he created Dance Theater of Harlem in response to the assassination of Dr. King. So we were born out of the civil rights movement. And we're an institution that really believes deeply that ballet, this beautiful art form of ballet, belongs to everyone, that all people should have the opportunity to experience this great art form. And so the ballets that you see Dance Theater of Harlem do reflect how great this country is, the diversity of this country. You'll see works that are contemporary, work that you could tap your feet to and bop your head to, and then also classical works. And so we're excited to bring a variety of ballets back to Detroit. We will have works by our artistic director, Robert Garland, where you will see a little swagger, as the young people say.
Right.
And then you'll also see a work by that has music by Radiohead, something that's a little bit more on the contemporary side. So we have a variety of work. And of course, we're bringing the Firebird to Detroit, which I'm really excited about.
Wonderful. So the performances on November 15th and 16th provide a little insight as to what folks can expect. I would, I can surmise that there's a distinction on both days. Give us a little bit of preview of what can be expected on those days.
Sure. So on the Saturday, we're going to be celebrating community. In particular, we're going to be celebrating the Divine Nine and HBCU community. Of course, everyone is welcome, and always want to encourage people to come see the performances on the opening night. And then, you know, the Sunday matinee performance is really geared towards you know, people who are coming from church or have young families that want to experience this gorgeous art form. We're going to be bringing the Firebird to Detroit for the first time. It's going to be seen for the first time in over 20 years. And we needed to have a city, bring this ballet to a city where we knew we would be welcomed and would be able to bring this extraordinary work to a city that was going to be excited to receive it. And so we will be bringing this ballet. It has 34 dancers in it. It's huge. There will be some local artists that will be brought on stage with us as well. And this beautiful work was created with the beautiful designs of Jeffrey Holder. The scenic designs and the costumes were created by the legendary Jeffrey Holder. And so, you know, audiences will have a really phenomenal opportunity to witness the glory of ballet, what makes it glorious.
That is so wonderful. You know, it might be a matter of fact question, Anna, but give us your opinion, for lack of a better word, as to why this Dance Theater of Harlem has endured the way it has for already this number of years, and why it's so beloved, and that does not seem to be slowing down.
So, you know, I think one of the reasons why Dance Theater of Harlem is so beloved is because we put a very unique spin on what ballet is. You know, we want to bring communities together.
Mm-hmm.
We really love to create programs that our audiences experience joy. You know, we want to dispel the myth that for ballet, you have to look a certain way or come from a particular neighborhood, have a certain amount of money in your bank account. You know, we really want all audiences, all individuals from across the community to feel welcome into this art form. And I think, you know, for so many years, when people hear the word ballet, they think, oh, that's not for me.
Right.
And so we try to create programs and present the work that we do in such a way that people feel, oh, you know what, I saw myself on that stage, or, you know, that music really, you know, resonated with me. We try to find ways in which everyone can feel part of the work that we do, and I think that is a reflection of our founder and our founding, you know, that Mr. Mitchell really was moved by the work of Dr. King and really believed that it was our opportunity to continue the work that he was working so hard at, you know, in ensuring that all people, you know, felt that they could be part of a community and contribute to a community. And I think that's why Dance Theater of Harlem has endured as long as it has.
That is a great place to leave it, and such great insight as to what I feel like I can absolutely echo that sentiment. What you're saying is that is essentially why, because it is so inclusive, it is so diverse, and it is joyful to watch. So again, the Dance Theater of Harlem making the 9th return to the city of Detroit, November 15th and 16th. Quickly, Anna, let folks know how they can obtain tickets and learn more about this online.
Please visit the Detroit Opera website. You can purchase tickets online or you can call their box office. We hope that everyone comes out and sees us, especially the young people.
All right. Dance Theater of Harlem, November 15th and 16th. Tickets are available at DetroitOpera.org. Thank you so much, Anna. A pleasure to speak with you. And I know it's going to be another night, another two nights of great performances here in the city. And we look forward to many more to come. It's been great speaking with you.
Thank you, Tracy.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.